Same call, HBO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I have a work order number for you.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
My name is Mark.
Okay, and what's the work order number?
072, F is in Frank, E is in Edward, D is in David, 03.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and what's the customer's first and last name?
Stephen Miley.
Okay, and could you verify the address?
50 Academy Street, Braintree, Massachusetts.
Okay, and what's going on with the uninstall of the OTR, install of the OTR?
Yes, it was an uninstall. And uninstall and reinstall, and it just went sour. It went real bad. Real bad. I have a couple of issues. One, it had decorative trim on the cabinets. So when I walked in, I knew there was going to be a problem. So I told the customer that they're going to have to take the trim down in order to get this thing unbolted and unlatched off the back bracket. And, you know, I had to go through a lot of pain and anguish with them, telling them that there's a problem with that. And they said, the guy that put it in had no problem. I said, the trim's going to be taken. I don't want the trim taken down. So I took photos of the existing one sitting in the hole with the two pre-existing paint scratches on the corners on each side. They didn't know that, but I took photos. And then I tried showing them, you know, I unbolted the top, and I tried unmounting that without hitting anything. I said, it cannot be done. I said, I don't know how this guy put this in without taking it. I go, did you physically see the guy put this microwave in? He says, no. Okay. I says, well, they had to have taken the trim off. So all said and done. I left the unit on. I dropped the new one on site. I guess I wasn't supposed to do that, but it's delivered with photos of it in the home. And as I was leaving, the woman came out. She's like, "I just want to tell you, you put paint chips. You chipped my stuff." I says, "I walk in, calm. I was calm. Walked in." I says, "Ma'am, these were already there." I says, "I took photos of that before I even took this off the wall because I knew that was a problem." So I think I kind of, you know, they didn't expect that from me. And then I was just letting them know. I says, "This is already like this." And I says, "What are you planning on doing?" She says, "What do you mean?" I says, "Will you? You didn't notice this until I actually pointed it out to you. So what were you planning on doing, like touching up with paint?" Or, you know, and I'm to the point where I don't know what's going to happen, if she's going to try to put a claim or not. But my thing is, unable to complete, I left the new one on site, and I get photos of pre-existing what was going on. I just want to document this and just let this thing unfold and see what she's trying to do, you know?
Okay, so basically you left the new unit there with the customer?
Yeah.
Okay, and you took out the old unit?
No, I was unable to do it because the trim has to be taken down.
Okay. Okay, let me call the DOD to get a breeze code, and I'll also add a delivery fee to the work order.
Okay.
Now, what is she gonna do? Is she?
That's where I don't know. She's probably her mind's probably squirreling right now because I don't think she knew that I had pre-existing photos. So I don't know.
Okay. Okay. The DOD, they'll give her a call and see what she's going to do. But hold for just a second.
Thank you.
Pretty good taking pictures of that tile. I don't think I